This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Intern Joe hanging out with us this morning. You got a dog, Joe?
Not at school.
No. Oh, well, obviously. Maybe off campus. Do off campus kids have dogs?
Well, I'm off campus and I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I know you have a dog, TJ.
I've got two dogs.
So when you leave the house, yes, when everybody's gone and the house is empty, do you turn on a TV or a radio or something for your
dog? I have my smart speaker and I ask it to play music for dogs. That's all I ask it. And it's like, here's a music for dog station, blah, blah, blah.
There's
blah,
an
blah.
Actual specific
yes.
to dog so station?
Because I've done it when Mama Jay got her little dog. She was like, you know, I think Tibby is lonely. I'm going to start playing music for it. Mom plays jazz music for dogs. Jazz. There are people we asked on social media and they were like, yes, classical music for dogs. So I don't know. We also, there's a lot of them who just turn on 92.5.
So thank you.
We are entertaining many a dog and some horses as we speak.
See,
Hope just got a dog. Are you doing that for yours?
Well, a lot of people have said that they turn on WBEE for their pets at home. And I'm like, is that a good idea or a bad idea for my dog to hear me while I'm gone?
I don't know. I do it so it tunes out the outdoor noises so they're not just sitting there barking at everything all day long. Because you have people who live in your condo, too. So, I mean, the slightest little things, if my dogs hear it. So it just, and it keeps them calm. I feel like I relax them if I do that. Plus, my chocolate lab is really smart. That's why I subscribe to Dog TV. And they also, she watches TV.
So, in all,
seriously,
full disclosure,
there is, yeah.
We have two cats, and we haven't tried it with the new cat. We just got another cat like a month ago. And the older cat, there is a YouTube channel that is all cat TV, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like squirrels running around,
and
birds running around.
And does that cat not watch that TV?
She will randomly pay attention to it, but most of the time she just walks right by.
Oh, see, isn't that weird?
Okay, we're going to do some...
Because I do have a dog who watches TV.
We're going to do some Googling and find out, do animals even care if the radio's on or the TV? And if you have a story you want to share, 252-WBEE. People are texting in like crazy. Rabbit barns listening to WBEE.
So now the horses and the rabbits are listening to us.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd, intern Joe's in the house. We're talking about dogs and cats and apparently rabbits and chickens.
And horses.
And horses. People turn music on and TVs on when they're out of the house to keep their pets company.
This texter saying, this conversation reminds me of the movie Pets. The one dog owner leaves classical music on for the dog, and then as soon as she leaves, the dog changes it to hard metal.
Yeah.
Another texter, my bulldog likes to watch Harry Potter. not interested in much other TV, but if I put Harry Potter, he is glued to the TV.
Like that dog.
That dog's got some skills, man.
And I sent you to a picture of my dog legit watches TV.
We need to post that on the
Facebook
page. I
will post
it.
She legit watches TV. I don't know who. My other little dog, it's like the TV isn't even there. I don't know if it's background noise or what, but if I left the TV on all day, I don't know what that would do for Noelle. I think it would stress her out, depending on what was going on.
This is my favorite text. Our chickens like listening to Luke Bryan, which, I mean, legit. You notice the chickens are into the Luke Bryan. This brought up a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
Off air about, I've seen a bunch of videos where dogs are in front of these little buttons that are about the size of a softball.
And like having conversations with their owner.
Like, I'm hungry. They push a button and it says, I'm hungry. They push another button. Out.
Yeah.
I'm willing to invest, if you guys are willing to take them home, in those buttons for your dogs. I want to see if your dogs will talk to you.
Now, can you teach an old dog new tricks?
How old your dog? I bet you can.
We both have older dogs.
Yeah, my dog's 8 that I just got this weekend and adopted.
Yeah.
But if you teach out, like every time you say you want to go out, you push the button. And I don't know. I've never had a dog, so I don't even know what I'm saying.
Mine talks.
I bet you can teach him.
She says, Russ. That's what she says. Swear to God.
Hand
to God. If I'm on the phone and be like, say hi to grandma, she'll go, row, row.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, Billy, intern Joe in the house. And ladies, I know, newsflash, I'm a nerd. I found a gadget. Another gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Don't roll your eyes that.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
You're gonna
I don't know how
one.
You find all of these.
They just come to me.
Uh-huh.
Social media.
He's probably got some notifications on.
I may have a few things that are email subscriptions about gadgets and AI and stuff like that. But anyways, this is called the Ring Always Home Cam. You familiar with Ring Cam, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Front door, somebody rings your doorbell, somebody breaks in your car, there's a camera. This is a camera that flies through your house.
What do you mean it flies through my house?
It's like this little mini drone that's about the size of maybe a paper plate, and it's got a handle on the bottom of it, and it lives in a box.
Okay.
So think about your Roomba. When you're not using your Roomba, it's always sitting in that base, right?
Okay.
This thing, the bottom part, it's like a handle underneath a plate, lives in the box. So when anything happens, like if you have the Ring security camera and there's activity at the back door, this thing, where you might not have a camera, this thing will come out of its little box and fly through your house. Or if you're out and you're worried that your dog, like you didn't close the bedroom door and your dog might be in your bedroom, you could push a button and say, go to the bedroom. This thing comes out of his box, flies through your house to the bedroom, and gives you a real streaming view.
So do you have to tell it where to go? Like, do you control it like a remote control car? Or it flies on its own?
When you first get it, you walk from room to room and you say, this is the living room. And then you go in the next room, say, this is the bathroom, this is the basement, and you just plot it out.
So first I show it around.
Yes, you give it a nice tour.
Hi, welcome.
Exactly.
Can I get you some lemonade?
No, let's show you around. Let's get the tour started.
You two are so judgmental with my gadgets.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.